The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Great football game on Saturday between the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. I wasn't totally happy with the result, but at the end of the day, heck of a performance from one Aaron Rodgers without not one, not two, not three, but like four wide receivers going to like seriously absolute nobodies. Give the guy an offensive line, and he is a very, very good quarterback. That's what I learned from the performance on Saturday. When it comes to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, well, I expected them to win. I expected the Cardinals to win too, to be honest. Got to welcome in the tag team partners in crime for this hour. Fred Wallen, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. You know, as you said, great game. In fact, we've had three great games over the last couple of weekends, and I'm sure that the NFL is saying, oh my gosh, can't get any better than that. But in Cincinnati and in Minneapolis and, of course, on Saturday night in Arizona, and we'll see more, no question about it.
Yep, Fred Wallen with us, as he is always, in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, he's with me, too. A lot to talk about. Tons of things going on in the sports world other than NFL football, if you want to talk about it. We know that, but we love talking football. This is playoff time. Let's talk some NFL football. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, seriously, on a serious note, did you think the Green Bay Packers had any shot in that football game yesterday? I mean, I know that we all think they had a shot, but did you think that they would literally be in the game till the last second, I guess is the question.
No, I gave 6.5, so obviously thought Arizona was going to win, and I got a bad break, certainly on the Hail Mary, because obviously it was 7 at that point, and then in overtime they win by 6, so you lose by the half a point, and you take it on the chin. I thought Arizona had more deep weapons, more weapons. And you said it. I mean, Aaron was throwing to receivers you never heard about, and certainly Arizona had 4 or 5 receivers that you certainly have heard about, and that was the advantage certainly that the Cardinals did have in this game. And they held Green Bay held David Johnson down, so you got to give him credit for that. But in the end, you've got home field advantage. You've got more wide receivers. You should win. They did win. And I don't think the flip of the coin had anything to do with it. They might change the rule in the playoffs. We don't know, sure. They might change the rule where if you everybody's going to get to see the ball once, even if you score a touchdown in the playoffs. Maybe that's a good rule to have. I don't know. Maybe Green Bay could have thrown another Hail Mary. But in the end, I thought the better team won.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up that point, because Jeff and I spoke about that in the first hour. Personally, I think the rule stinks, and I don't think the rule stinks because of what happened with the Green Bay Packers yesterday. I think the rule stinks because it doesn't make any sense. What's the difference of whether you score a field goal or if you score a touchdown? At the end of the day, you're still scoring points. And for you to be able to go and try to go down and score a field goal when the other team scores a field goal seems a little peculiar, that when a team goes out and scores a touchdown, well, the game is just over. Again, I don't care that it happened to the Green Bay Packers yesterday. That honestly has nothing to do with it. If the Cardinals were to have lost the same way, I would be saying the same exact thing. I want that to be clear, okay? So my point is this. It doesn't make sense that you can score a field goal and then go down and have a chance to score a touchdown or a field goal to tie the game and have it keep going, when a team can go down in the first possession and score a touchdown and the game is flat out over. That the rule just doesn't make sense. So I don't have a problem with the way that the game went down. I have a problem with the rule, and I do think the rule will be changed, Fred. They will have an opportunity to keep the game going. it doesn't make sense. If you can score one way and have the game go on, why can't you score the other way and have the game go on? And I'm sure Jeff has something to say. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Dwarf, the spirit of the rule – I mean, you remember 2-3 years ago, you kicked that field goal, the game's over. The spirit of the rule is so that winning the toss
Hold tight. The spirit of the rule before was sudden death, okay? It's no longer sudden death, all right? So – I'm okay with it being sudden death. If it's, hey, who gets the ball first, and if they score a field goal, the game's over, I'm okay with that, man. But that's not the way the rule is. This is like sudden death, but not really sudden death. This is like there's a flaw in the way that this is done. I'm sorry, man. Sudden death is sudden death. If you get the ball and you score first, it's over. I'm okay with that.
Well, that's not the way it is, though. You know, it's set up so that you can't get a big kick return and automatically win a game. You know, do you really want these NFL players? We're talking about player safety all the time. Do you really want these NFL players going out there like Eli Manning at Ole Miss and playing 7 overtime games and exhausting themselves and risking further injury? Because, you know, the NFL game is a lot tougher than the college game. And I think that sounds like the route you want to go. Do you want it to be a 25-yard football game?
Or you know what, man? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You sign up for this, dude. Come on, man. That's a joke. You think any of these players would say, hey, I'm thinking about it. I don't want to get injured. Dude, they sign up to play football, man. That goes along with your point about not everybody getting an award, dude. Come on, man. That's a joke. They sign up to play football. They don't care how many quarters they
do. Do they sign up to play defense? Because that's what it takes to get the ball back. You got to play some defense. And if your defense holds them to a field goal, you know, you get equal opportunity. But a touchdown is a domination of the offensive team taking the ball down the field and ending the football game. I think that it, you know, it rewards actual scoring than a cheap field goal.
That's your interpretation of what this rule is, man. That's not what it says to me. What it says to me is, here, this is the way we're doing this. If you score a field goal, well, the other team has a chance to go down and score a field goal too. But if you can score a touchdown, well, the game's over. It's like halfway sudden death. That's how I think of it, okay? It's a halfway sudden death event, and I just think it stinks. And it has absolutely zero to do with yesterday. I think the better team won yesterday, Fred.
No, I agree with you. I think, yeah, I'm okay with sudden death. I'm okay with both teams having the ball. I'm not okay if somebody scores a touchdown, the game's over. If nobody else has the other side has not touched the ball. So in this case, I disagree with Jeff. I agree with you. I think that it's just unfair it's just not a good rule. And it's not as if, you know, just because these guys have money, I'm talking about the owners in the NFL, that does not make them geniuses. I mean, they've made many, many, many mistakes, as we found throughout the years. So it's not like, hey, they say it, so this is the best way to go. I'll be honest with you. I'd be happier go back to just sudden death. End of story. And then we wouldn't have to worry about it. But if we're going to say that if you score a touchdown, you don't get the ball, I think that's unfair. I think, first of all, you're taking away excitement. He had just thrown a Hail Mary Aaron Rodgers had. Maybe he throws another one. I mean, isn't that the NFL's looking for? Isn't what the NFL looking for is excitement? Give him a chance to tie it up. So I agree with you. I disagree with Jeff. But I think probably, Andy, we're probably in the minority, but that's okay.
No, I actually don't think we're in the minority. I really don't. I mean, again, I'm okay with sudden death. Sudden death means sudden death. This doesn't mean sudden death. So the rule will get changed. I hate to say it. The games will continue to go on, Jeff. It's going to go to where you're going to play until somebody can't score. I mean, that makes sense. I hate to say it, but as far as college football goes, they get a lot of things wrong. They got that one 100% correct, if you ask me. It's like when we were outside playing in the backyard, man, and you were playing with your buddies growing up as a kid. You played up to 7, and when it got to 6-6, you know what? That 7th touchdown became really damn important, didn't it? So I think that the bottom line is the rule stinks. It has nothing to do with what happened with the Green Bay Packers and them losing. I think the better team won. We'll see if the better team won, but I think the better team won. But truth be told, I'm rooting for Carolina now, guys. I really am. And it's not because of sour grapes. It's because Cam Newton's had such a phenomenal year that I wouldn't mind seeing this guy go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady, who potentially could be a great Super Bowl matchup. I don't know. I'm predicting somewhat to a certain degree there. But I'm a Cam Newton fan, and I'm going to hope that this guy can run the table in the playoffs, Fred.
Well, let me just throw you guys this, and you tell me if Fred's crazy.
Huh?
The line opened. Well, I am crazy. The line opened. Carolina was a 3-point favorite. Now it's 2.5. You get 3 points for being at home. So what they're basically saying is, I'm talking about the casinos, the big guys in Vegas.
Seattle's a 0.5-point favorite.
What they're basically saying is that on a neutral field, this is an even game, even though one team is 15-1 and one team is 11-6. So what I'm saying is they want you to bet Carolina, because I thought the line was going to open at 5 or 5.5. Okay, because you have to make Carolina a slight favorite beyond just the home field advantage. So you had to give them 2.5 points. They've only lost one game. Seattle's lost 6. They didn't. Meaning they want people to bet Carolina. That's why it's jumped from 3 to down to 2.5. So just based on that, Seattle's going to win the game, because the casinos do not get smaller. The casinos get bigger, and they don't win all the time, no question. But I bet you it's a 60-40 or 65-35 split when something like this happens, and usually it's in the favor of the casinos. Just on that, I'm taking Seattle to beat them, just because the line should have opened at 5 or 5.5. If one team's lost 6 times during the season and one team's lost 1 time during the season, agree or disagree?
I think you're crazy. I look at this line and I say to myself, you know what? I'm jumping all over Carolina if I really like Carolina to win this football game.
Okay. You think it should have opened it at 3 points when you get 3 points for being at home? So you're saying on a neutral field, this should be an even game?
What I'm saying is I think it's an insult to Carolina and Cam Newton for the body of work that they've put together this year. And you know what? Seattle's a good team. Don't get me wrong. But there's something special about what Cam Newton's been able to do this year. So personally, I think it's a slap in the face to the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. And I think they go out there and they play a fantastic football game. I really do. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I think you're going to see two quarterbacks who are very mobile, who can go out there and create a lot of havoc for defenses. And I think we got ourselves a great football game. That's what I think. I think you're going to, you know, like the Green Bay Packers and the Cardinals was a great football game. I think Seattle and Carolina is another great football game, guys. I don't know how you feel, Jeff, but I think it's a very close contest.
I think if you look at the recency, you know, Seattle started out 4-4. Carolina started out 8-0. You know, since then, Carolina's been 7-1 and Seattle's been 7-2. So, I mean, if you're using the college football logic, it's more about the hottest team than the best overall body of work. And I think that people are high on Seattle. They've made the Super Bowl the last 2 seasons, and I don't think that it would be a huge surprise if they return for a 3rd season in a row.
Yeah, well, I don't either, but truth be told, there's been something magical about what Cam Newton's been able to do this season, and I truthfully am a Cam Newton fan now. So hopefully Cam Newton will go out and make me proud, like the Green Bay Packers did a week ago when I said, you know, on our parting shots, I always say, listen, don't go out and make me look like an idiot. They played a great football game against Washington. They played a damn good football game against the Cardinals. They just fell a little short, too decimated, not enough guys. It happens, and I'm okay with it. But I do want to talk to Fred about something on the other side that I talked to Jeff about in the opening segment, too, or earlier in the first hour, about maybe a little bit of unhappiness for Green Bay Packers with these two great quarterbacks. And I'm one of those people, and we had 2 guys that maybe we should have more Super Bowl rings. That's what I'm thinking. Anyways, we'll be back after a pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen's with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, I feel like he's looking over my backyard, my fence or something. He's with me in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere you'd like to be. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Sports Byline USA. And be sure to shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Hey, I want you can address that one real quickly, Jeff, if you'd like, about Fred's weird, crazy gambling concept idea there with that, since Seattle should be a 5 or 6 point, whatever, underdog in his mind, that they should win the football game based on that logic. And then I want to talk to you about failure or maybe not – achieving as much as you should, and I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers with the two great quarterbacks that they've had over the past quarter of a century. But first, go ahead and address the Fred's gambling logic.
Well, you know, Fred knows this, but it's not about – Vegas doesn't set these lines based on who's going to win the football game. It's, they build them – you know, they put these lines out so that they could build more casinos and make more money and continue to be a profit center there in the desert in southern Nevada. But I don't really personally care because, I think this game could easily be a pick, but I think that, like I said, I think everybody's hearts are on Seattle until they see them lose in the playoffs. And they really haven't seen that other than a bad play call at the goal line in the Super Bowl a year ago. So I don't think the line matters so much. I understand why people are hot on Seattle, and I don't think it's so much a disrespect to Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers and everything that they've done this year as much as it is everybody's excited about Seattle. And until they lose, they have no reason not to be.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Let me interrupt you. I'm not saying – anything except they want, by setting that line, so low. They're forcing people to bet Carolina. That's all I'm saying. And most of the time, the casinos are right and the public is wrong. 60%, 65%, casinos aren't getting smaller. So what I'm saying is, in their hearts, they know that line should be 5 or 5.5. If they set it at 3, everybody is going to bet Carolina. Now it's down to 2.5. So everybody has been betting Carolina. That's all I'm saying. And let's see how it works out. I'm not saying Seattle's a better team. And if Marshawn Lynch is playing, but even if he wasn't, I'm not saying Seattle's a better team or a worse team. I'm just saying, in their hearts, the guys that get together in Vegas, and believe me, they do get together. All the big casino guys get together. What line should we put to fool the public? And if you don't think that's true, I lived there. I lived at Bally's for 2 years. I know they do. They get together and try to get a line that basically can fool the public. That's all I'm saying. And most of the time, 60% or more, they're right. So that's all I'm saying. Let's see how the game plays out. But my hunch is Seattle wins just because the casino people have forced you to bet the other side.
Well, and my hunch is that Cam Newton and Carolina find a way to win this game, and that line that you're talking about, based on what the public thinks or the casinos think, whoever you want to say is in charge of making those lines, and I'm going to say that they take this personal and use it as motivation to show that they're just the flat-out better team. And I think what Jeff and I are saying is that this is playoff football. And like we saw with the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night, anything can happen. They really had no chance to win that football game. Let's be honest. Going into the game, if I would have said to you, Fred, realistically, I think the Green Bay Packers can pull this thing out, you would have said to me, Andy, you know what? You're being a homer. You're being a fan. But truth be told, they almost did pull it out. And they had a legitimate shot because they made the right adjustments for the offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers, who, if you ask me, with that performance, throwing to absolutely nobody, shows you how damn good he is, man. The guy is unbelievable. So for all those people that say, well, he had a terrible year, he's really not that great. You know what? You're right about one thing. He had a terrible year by his standards. But for most, winning 10 games and getting your team to the playoffs for 7 consecutive years or whatever it is now for the Packers, the bottom line is they overachieved with the team that they had this year. But when I say that to you, I think about the years that they've had with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers at the helms as quarterback. And I'll say to you that I think that they, as a body of work, have completely underachieved and that they should have more rings. That's my personal, humble opinion. Am I upset and angry about it? No, but I'm being objective and saying, look, we've had two of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game play for the Green Bay Packers, and all we got to show is 2 rings? That is not enough. So to me, they overachieved against the Arizona Cardinals and maybe even the Washington Redskins. But for 25 years, they have underachieved. And they have let Tom Brady and the New England Patriots be the new standard for the NFL, guys. Fred, go ahead.
No, I agree. I mean, obviously, over the last decade and a half, they should have won more than they've won. I don't think there's any question as far as Super Bowls are concerned. Injuries play a role. Bad breaks play a role. And from Favre's perspective, I mean, he threw a lot of interceptions. I mean, so that's a reality. And I agree with you about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. In fact, Sports Illustrated, the beginning of the 2014 season, had him on the cover and saying the number one quarterback in the National Football League. This is before the 2014 season, so I'm not questioning that. A lot of it's luck. I mean, Brady might have won another one or two. I don't know if Eli should have won two. I mean, a lot, and even Peyton, who, by the way, you know, it's under 40 degrees today in Denver, and you know his record when it's under 40 degrees. So anything is possible in the National Football League.
Jeff, your thoughts. Go ahead.
You know, if you look back over the last 25 years, you're not going to find a lot of teams that have more than two Super Bowl titles. You know, Brady being the obvious exception. But I mean, you look at the Denver Broncos; they had John Elway for all those years, and you know, a lot more limited time, obviously, with Peyton Manning at the helm. But if you're a Denver Broncos fan or a Buffalo Bills fan, yeah, you know, you'd kill to get to the amount of titles that the Green Bay Packers have gotten. And, you know, and that's not even to mention the teams that have never even scratched the surface, like Detroit, Jacksonville, Cleveland. So it's a high standard you have. And there's a lot of, you know, the league isn't full of great quarterbacks, but there's more than a handful. And you got to kind of share the wealth there, don't you think?
Look, bottom line is, I think when you have these two great quarterbacks, you got to get more. That's just my humble opinion. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I just think personally that you have to have more. And I'm not forgetting about Bart Starr at all. Believe me, Scott, I know about Bart Starr. But those are many, many years ago. And a lot of people look at those as being weird titles. I give them credit. I'm not going to say that they don't count. A lot of weird people say they don't count, and they do count, man. They played the games. It is what it is, but we got to take a quick pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal making right here on Sports Byline. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, only on Sports Byline and sportsbyline.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, with me somewhere here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. You know, fellas, I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about, we'll go in a different direction. We've been obviously talking a lot about what's going on with the Packers and this and that and the other, but truth be told, they're out, and you know, we got people that are still in. You mentioned something about a bonehead play call. I remember, Jeff, with the Seattle and what their call was there at the end of the game in the Super Bowl. I disagree once again. I think it was just a great defensive play by New England to make that play. And if he makes the catch, he makes the play, it's unbelievable. And we're talking about how what a fantastic play it was. So it's just interesting how quickly we can go one way or the other with the way things happen in a game. But that's beside the point. I'm talking about Peyton Manning now because guy's been kind of in and out of their lineup all year, but it's money time. And I got a feeling that Peyton Manning is ready to perform and go out kind of the way that he should, like a champion, to be honest with you, and perform to his best capability. And Fred said something about weather and this and that and the other. It is what it is, man. You're looking at one of the greatest quarterbacks here again to play the game, if you ask me, the way he was able to read defenses throughout his career and obviously the passes that he was able to make. His ball is a little less zip. But with all that being said, I personally think the Denver Broncos have a great game today. They play well, they get it done, and they play the New England Patriots to get out of the AFC. Fred, what do you think?
Well, obviously Antonio Brown's not playing, so that makes a big difference as far as the Steelers are concerned. Peyton is still not going to be very quick. And
let me just stop you really quick there. You know, it's interesting how every single team, we always say, well, they're playing without so-and-so. Remember what Aaron Rodgers did with everything that all you people are saying about everybody else without their weapons. He did it all year without weapons, and he did it with, like, no names. So let me just reiterate that as to how good Aaron Rodgers really is. Go ahead, Fred. Sorry.
No. I agree with you. No question. I mean, but Antonio Brown is the key receiver. Martavius certainly, Bryant is certainly a fine
receiver. So was Jordy Nelson. So was Randall Cobb. I'm just making a point. I'm just making a point. He lost so many guys, but was still able to perform. The most important thing for him was having an offensive line. It didn't even matter to who he was throwing to. All he had to have was an offensive line. Go ahead, Fred. Sorry. Rant. Sorry about that.
No, I agree. I am just not sure that, Peyton Manning at this point in time, and during the week, you know, by the way, Osweiler was hurt also. So this could really be something if Peyton goes down.
Yes,
I don't know
right.
what would happen. Osweiler didn't practice, I think, Wednesday or Thursday or both days. I'm not sure. So the point is, something tells me, and again, just a hunch, the Steelers find a way to win. Just a hunch, the Steelers find a way to win it. And again, they're going without Williams, and they're going without Antonio Brown, two of their big offensive threats. And I still think
Le'Veon Bell's not on the field either. For
all right, yeah. Of course. I mean, long gone. But maybe Heath Miller would be. You know, he'll start throwing again to Heath Miller because he has to. So I have a hunch Pittsburgh wins.
You know, Fred, I can kind of agree with that. Even without Brown, I mean, Martavis Bryant beat the Arizona Cardinals, who we see are something of a world beater at this point in time. But I look at this game; Denver has the advantage, and at the end of the day, I think that we're going to be declaring Vontaze Burfict Denver's MVP for this game.
I don't know, man. I think personally, look. With what's the spread on this game, Fred? Just out of curiosity, I know you know. What's the Fred? What's the spread between the Broncos and the Pittsburgh Steelers? What's the spread?
7 or 7.5.
Mm-hmm. See, now that's crazy. The Broncos are favored by 7.5. You're telling me?
So yes, it was 7, and in some cases they jumped over now and gone to 7.5 when they found out Brown wasn't playing.
See, now I think that is crazy. I think this is another 3-point game personally. it's a close game. Pittsburgh's there. They're not going anywhere. They got Big Ben. He may be a little banged up too. You don't know about his condition. But bottom line is this is the playoffs. And if you don't think these games are going to be close, I think you're fooling yourself. I mean, look, the Patriots wound up having a close game with Kansas City. And if it weren't, we never even talked about this. But if it weren't for terrible, awful, disgusting, embarrassing clock management by the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe that game went into overtime. Who knows? I mean, they just happened to do it so poorly. But bottom line is these games are very close. And it just goes to show you. The Packers got blown out by the Cardinals 38-8 the other day. I'm thinking about the year when the Packers won 33-7 and then the Cardinals beat them 51-45 in the playoffs. But truth be told, the regular season means nothing. It's all about the playoffs. It's win or go home, and you can really see it, man. The value of winning right now is so great, and guys want to do it so bad that you think some of these games shouldn't be close, but they're very close. I think Pittsburgh hangs. That line to me is another crazy line. I'd be taking the team that's getting the points in this situation, and I would take Pittsburgh. And you know what? If Denver winds up winning by two touchdowns, so be it. But truth be told, I think this is another really close football game. I think we have two great football games today, Fred. Seriously.
No, I agree. I think there's no question about it. And interesting stories, and obviously in both. Big Ben's not 100%. We know Peyton's not 100%. Denver's got the home field advantage. Pittsburgh has, I think, a psychological advantage in that they've beaten Denver before, you know, more times than not. So I think if you add those things, and also the major psychological advantage is that in a clutch situation at Tennessee and all his career, Peyton has not necessarily come through. And now he's playing at less than 100%. And so I think you got to take the points. I don't think there's any question about that. Will they win? I don't know. But I think you got to take the points. If they had Brown, I definitely would think they'd win. But I think they've got a shot. There's no question about that. I think both games, all four teams have a shot. And we'll see how it worked out. It'd be funny if...
Is it fair to say that Denver may have the best defense out of all these teams that are left?
Jeff, what do you think?
Don't tell me the Cardinals, because the Cardinals don't have that great of a defense. I'm sorry.
Jeff, what do you think?
Look at who Aaron Rodgers was throwing to yesterday, and look at the 20 points that they put up. So go ahead. I personally think Denver has the best defense left in the playoffs. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, my opinion would be censored here, and I just shouldn't say anything at all. If I think that the Cardinals can get to the quarterback, they play well enough in their secondary. They're banged up a little bit too, but you know, Denver's got such a good defense. Denver's really compensated for what Peyton Manning's lost over the last couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. One thing that really sticks out to me, you know, both Ben and Peyton are beat up. You know, Peyton can turn around and hand the ball off, and he's got weapons. He's got that short passing game. Without Antonio Brown on the field, who does Ben turn to? Fitz Toussaint, Jordan Todman to run the football to create a little bit of balance? I think that Pittsburgh's going to throw the ball a lot, and if Ben's not all the way there, it's going to be a problem. But yeah, I would take Pittsburgh in the points. That's just too big of a spread for playoff football.
Look, the bottom line is this, man. Defense wins championships, and you're probably going to think I'm crazy for this, but I think Denver's got the best defense left in the playoffs. I think the Packers had a good enough defense to be a Super Bowl caliber team. The offense wasn't there for them, so they didn't have that, and their special teams didn't make plays. You know, they didn't get the kick run back or anything along those lines, or a block kick or something like that. They weren't getting that. So in all the phases of the football game, I think they had one that was really good. Denver, I think they have a couple really good phases, man. And I think you're underestimating the fact that Peyton Manning has not had to play a full season, which could actually benefit him. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, he hasn't played. You know, maybe he's a little rusty. He got in the game the other day. He played. He got some of those cobwebs off. I think you got to be a little bit more careful when you're talking about Peyton Manning and this being his last opportunity. You know, some guys ride out in the sunset, and I wouldn't mind seeing Peyton Manning ride out in the sunset, Fred.
No, it'll be fine. I'm not questioning that. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think both games are going to be interesting. Hunch is that Pittsburgh covers the spread. Maybe it goes down to the last couple minutes of the game. And maybe because Brown's not there, Heath Miller becomes a focal point of the offense. Maybe he catches 8 or 10. I'm playing fantasy, to be honest with you, so I hope that's the case. And maybe Martavius Bryant, who didn't have a good game last week because he was a little bit ill, might have a good game here. And as Jeff said, I mean, he beat the Cardinals. Martavius Bryant, you know, he's faster than Superman. I mean, he is really quick, and we'll see what happens. It should be an interesting – both games should be most intriguing indeed.
Hey, a little off topic. I just want to get your guys' opinion. We watched Clemson lose the national championship game on Monday. Two of their better receivers from the Taj Boyd era, not Deshaun Watson, who's the seat holder there at quarterback for Dabo Swinney at Clemson. But everybody looked at Sammy Watkins as this blue chip receiver coming out of Clemson, and I think to date we've seen a better career. Now, granted, he's in a better organization from Martavis Bryant.
Fred?
It's close. I mean, Watkins is an awfully good player, and Martavius Bryant's an awfully good player. And Clemson's had a slew of them going, you know, wide receivers in the last decade. So, you know, it's close. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. Watkins is awfully good. He really is. And, you know, if you think about it, I mean, Buffalo was close to winning a couple more games this season than they did win. So I think they've got a good future in front of them, and we know the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the other question, again, would be, you know, Big Ben's health, his arm, because, again, he was hurt last week. We saw that, and he still miraculously found a way with the penalties to pull out the victory. Is he close to 100%? Who knows? I mean, he'll play through pain. But Landry Jones may not be the answer if he goes down. That's all I can tell you. So, interesting game. I mean, we don't know who's going to get injured, who's not going to get injured. I think Pittsburgh psychologically has a slight advantage over Denver. And with the points, I would definitely take the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the amount of points there. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, that's a huge quagmire when you have a Super Bowl quarterback, because you really need to be too deep at the quarterback position in the NFL. And I think that situations like Denver, you know, even though Osweiler's gotten onto the field, but like Pittsburgh, it's just tough to get a guy that's capable of taking over the show. I mean, for years and years, they had Charlie Batch, and he got the job done when Roethlisberger was out. And Roethlisberger gets hurt quite a bit. But, yeah, the depth we saw in the preseason with Landry Jones, because the Pittsburgh Steelers were on national television a lot in August, and we just saw that he's not capable of getting the job done. You certainly don't want to have to lean on him in the playoffs if you're Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, and truth be told, if I'm the Denver Broncos, you know, you're really very heavily invested in Peyton Manning because of what Fred said too. Brock Osweiler not necessarily healthy himself. I think Peyton Manning gives him the best chance to win. We'll see if he does. You know, you got two great quarterbacks going up against it. Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, for the opportunity to play Tom Brady to go to the Super Bowl. And then on the other hand, you know, you've got Carson Palmer finally getting a win. I mean, look, I don't know if the guys ever won a playoff game till he beat the Green Bay Packers. So bottom line is, the NFL, like you said, Fred, it's interesting. It's always interesting. But great games, we're always going to see them. It happens every single day. It happens every single week. But at this point, I'm a Cam Newton fan. Bottom line, Cam Newton fan. We'll be back. One final segment to wrap it up. So parting shots are coming. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments.
You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
What's happening, everybody?
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank my tag team partners in crime, Jeff Rich, who's with me every week, Fred Wallen with me every week as well. Appreciate you guys taking time out. But as you know, in the final segment, we always give our parting shots for the day. So let's go out to Southern California, and we'll start with Fred with his closing thought for the day.
America was fired at UNLV. On Wednesday, USC clobbered UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. Steve Alford is awfully close now, much, much closer to being the worst coach in America. And Dan Guerrero, the athletic director, I don't know what you were thinking, but you'll never go anywhere in the tournament. And with the history of UCLA, we cannot afford to have Steve Alford remain as head coach. But, of course, he will because he's got a long-term contract.
I absolutely do not think he's nearly as bad as you do. But anyways, go ahead, Jeff.
One of my least favorite phrases in all of sports is hearing same old Browns. And it's a deserved criticism for Jimmy Haslam and the brass there in Cleveland. Looks like this time around, the tune has changed a little bit. They didn't settle for a guy. They got their main guy in Hugh Jackson. Mr. Jackson, welcome to Cleveland. Your first order of business is dismissing or relieving one John Football of his quarterbacking duties in Cleveland. He can go to Dallas. He could be somebody else's problem.
My parting shot goes to the Green Bay Packers and Cam Newton. First of all, Packers have underachieved for a long time. However, this year, to a certain degree, I think you overachieved. Aaron Rodgers had nobody to throw to all season, but somehow found a way to get his team in the playoffs and the second round. Cam Newton, go out there and be special. That's all I can say. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network next week.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.